Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unscripted Unlimited. I, very much like Shawn Michaels, am a sexy boy, and I am your host, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my brother, Doug.
Yo.
And I'm here with Eric.
What up?
But you're nobody's boy toy, though, right? You're just a sexy boy?
Couple women. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty good. Today went fast.
Yeah. Got a lot to get into with the DC fandom. Got some big shit. We'll also be talking about the Manning brothers and so much more. But before that, Doug's going to plug himself.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't hurt as much as it usually does. So listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes. Every Wednesday night, Mixler.com/DirtSheetDudes. It can be found on all major podcast platforms. We're on 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern Time. Listen to them tonight at, it's what, around 9:30, right, Eric? Or did they change the time, too?
Yeah. It's 9:30. Smart won't be on, but I might be on tonight.
What, are you guys reviewing a porn?
No, we're going to do the new Chappelle watch along, possibly, if I go on. I mean, at least he's doing it.
Oh, Chappelle?
Chappelle, thank you.
Okay. All right, so listen to that tonight.
What did I say?
I don't know. I don't listen to you. All right, so Boxman and possibly Eric tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. They're going to be watching something with Dave Chappelle on the Hollywood Hangout.
His new Netflix special, you idiot.
Oh.
It's the one that's getting all the fucking bullshit, and they're trying to cancel him over it.
Oh.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's
that's why I didn't want to do it.
Okay, so make sure you listen to that.
Read an article.
Only if there's pictures. All right, listen to us, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time every Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Big episode coming up this upcoming Friday. We're going to be counting down the top 20 greatest wrestlers of all time. We're going to have quite a big panel with us, so it's going to be a big orgy.
Oh, my God.
I'll clean up the cum after.
Oh, my God.
So, obviously, so Daniel, myself. I
what?
Mean, it's not going to be an orgy.
But I'm not at it.
You're not at it?
No. We talked about this. I might do it.
Oh, okay.
Don't officially announce me. That's false advertising.
Okay. So Eric is the one that came up with the idea. So it'll be Eric, myself, Stevie. We're not sure about Clintus. Daniel might start his birthday drinking. So he might not be on it. Also, Boxman will be with us. Rod Price, as long as his cell phone service is working in his house. Bob Cook, Mike Golden, Joel Deet. So that'll be your panel for this upcoming Friday. We're going to count down the top 20 greatest wrestlers of all time. Eric is in the process of, he's going to start putting up the tiebreaker polls this week up on Twitter. So make sure you listen to that. Of course, October 29th, we're going to be talking WCW Halloween Havoc 1991. November the 5th will be the return of Settle It in the Ring. Do you even know what the topic is going to be yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not revealing it yet.
Okay.
I
know I'm one of them because I won the last one.
Eric, you're judging.
Yeah.
With me. If Clintus and Stevie are on, they'll judge too. I have two mystery contestants.
Do you?
Yes.
I have mystery opponents.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I will reveal the next one.
Sounds juicy.
Yeah. And then November the 12th, we are going to be talking Survivor Series 1995 with Barry Horowitz.
He on the show when that Survivor Series?
Yeah, he was in the opening match. He captained the team.
Cool. Okay.
So, that's all coming up.
That'll be cool.
The Wrestling Podcast. Listen to us Saturday nights, usually between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Unscripted Unlimited. Next week is going to be a big one. We're doing a Big Brother house guest tier list.
Yes. So all your favorites, Dr. Will, Dan Giesling, Derek, maybe your not-so-favorites, your Brendans, your Rachels, anybody, we are going to be talking about them and ranking them. We will probably – I might let Eric do some of the early seasons, but we're mainly focused on 8 and up because that's when I got into it. I've seen every season 8 and up. So that's most likely what – but we'll also be talking about the All-Stars 7 and K-Star and all that shit too, so – check it out. It's going to be a monumental, fun time. We're going to see how some of the, all of the Big Brother players in history really rank up.
Yeah. Is there going to be a mousy bitch tier list?
No.
Okay. Or a mousy bitch tier, I mean?
No.
All right. Because a lot of those house guests will probably end up on there. But anyway, all right. So make sure you listen to that. Working also on a couple of other things that we're going to do for Unlimited coming up in the near future. I'll get into that once I figure it out myself. Listen to Daniel and Mindy tomorrow, Scaredy Cats, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Is it Halloween Kills or is it the Tommy Jarvis trilogy? Are you doing both?
Yeah.
They're doing both.
You know, you can ask me this before the show.
Oh. You don't like to talk before
the
show.
Yeah, he's doing both.
We work together.
Okay. All right. So a doubleheader tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And then listen to Clinton and Eric and Stevie Tuesday night. What, 6 or 7?
Probably 6 if Clinton's not on and 7 if he's on.
Okay.
I don't want Clinton. No, I'm just kidding.
On hard hits? It's his show. So they'll be reviewing or recapping week 6, previewing week 7. It's this upcoming Tuesday, 6 or 7 p.m. Eastern Time here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. All right, enough of me taking the lead here. You're up.
The DC fandom. It was a big deal. Eric spelled it wrong in the description. Let me fix that. It was a
Sorry.
Big deal. It's okay. I still love you. And
you still...
The Fandom 3. It was a big event today. It was a national convention for DC Comics online. Bridging off what they did last year. They did it again this year, boys. There was a lot of big reveals. How about The Rock as Black Adam done?
Yeah, that was a good way to start it off. And I liked how, because last year I didn't watch, like, all of it. Because it was an all-day thing last year, right? Didn't it go from, like, 10 a.m. till 8
p.m.?
10 a.m. to 8 p.m. or something like that?
Yeah.
So it was, like, an all-day thing. You had so much going on, but it was all, like, because they repeated a lot of stuff they had already said, right?
Yeah.
And, but, like, this year, it was 3.5 hours. It was, you know, all new stuff every segment. And Rock, you know, starting it off with the whole Black Adam thing. That Black Adam trailer looked badass.
Yeah, it looks very good. And I've been following him on Instagram, too. And this thing's kind of crazy for a multitude of reasons. One of those reasons is this is the first superhero movie in history where there will be no CGI done to the hero in... Question's body. Every inch of muscle on that Black Adam suit belongs to Dwayne Johnson. He has been vigorously working in the gym. He was already a fucking beast, but he has built a superhero type body. I think it's like 200 pounds of pure muscle. And this guy is ready. Like, he looks like a superhero. He is a superhero. We've been waiting for Dwayne Johnson to play a superhero for fucking ever. And yes, he's an anti-hero slash kind of bad guy, but it's going to be dope. You got Dr. Fate in it. You got Hawkman. You got Atom Smasher. There's a lot of cool things that they're introducing that people haven't seen yet. And this is a huge passion project for Rocks. So I think it's going to be really cool.
When is it coming out?
December 2022, I believe.
Oh,
no. That's the soonest one. That's this year.
Yeah, no, it's going to be... it's July 2022, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in July.
Yeah. Which, it's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun thing, to see in the theaters.
Because you're getting Batman first, and then that.
Okay.
Well, then.
But that's going to be fucking great. I can't wait to see what he does. This whole thing was just amazing. If you're a DC fan like me, you were at the edge of your seat through the whole thing. So, all the great reveals. The new Gotham Knights video game where you play as Red Hood, Nightwing, Batgirl, Tim Drake. You got to fight the Court of Owls and Mr. Freeze and stuff. And also the Suicide Squad game where you're basically facing the Justice League and you're going against Superman and shit. So they introduced a lot of stuff. They really care about the fans. They didn't just try to take money at a Comic-Con. They're trying to, you know, build an experience for people. I really enjoyed most of what I saw, Doug.
Yeah, it was very cool to see, and that's why, I tried to get you, hyped up for it yesterday when I got you that DC mystery box.
Yeah.
Which, I got it from sweetbabycollectibles.com. They got a lot of mystery boxes and stuff on there, so you might want to check them out.
Yeah. They're not paying us, though, so don't say too much.
All right, sorry.
It's okay.
All the stuff we saw, today, the Titans thing, and, we know they're coming back for season 4. I can't believe the guy that plays Dick Grayson is Australian.
Yeah, that was a reveal.
Yeah. Harley Quinn coming back, and the girl that plays Iris. Is it Iris or Isis?
Iris.
All right. That plays Iris on The Flash, on the CW. She got a lot of camera time.
Yeah.
She
did the news flash.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I still can't get over the fact that The Flash married his sister. But
The Flash movie, another reveal. How about that little snippet, Doug? That shit looked crazy. Were you there for that?
No, I think that's when I slipped out because I had to go pick something up.
Oh,
that may have been the one thing that I missed.
You missed the Flash movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker. It was amazing. They showed some real scenes from the movie, him running fast. There's multiple Barry Allens in the movie. We saw the first look at Supergirl in the movie. And we also saw Michael Keaton's Batman, or at least the back of his head. So... And the last scene in the trailer is Barry Allen, there's this big vehicle with a tarp over it, and he moves the tarp. He's like, holy shit, that it cut off, which is assuming to be the Batmobile. But, yeah, that movie looks really cool. I can't wait. That's probably the thing I'm looking most forward to is the Flash movie.
All right, when is that coming?
I think that's the December 2022 or November. It's in the later years.
Okay.
Years. Later months. I had that Black Adam switched around. But yeah, that's coming later in 2022, and that should be a bomb-ass movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I really think that, DC, I like DC better than Marvel.
Me too.
And I think DC actually cares more about the fans than Marvel does.
Me too.
I mean, that could be like a debate for another time,
I mean, it's
DC
just
and Marvel.
It's just so interesting to me how so many of these characters, DC is its own brand, and all their followers are just seeing so, Alfred Pennyworth has a show. Batman's butler has his own TV show. That's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And there's Jamie Reyes' Blue Beetle movie, they gave us a little first look at that. They don't have anything shot, but they were talking about it. That's going to be the first Mexican superhero. That's a big deal, and I know the character. He's a badass. We'll talk about him one of these days, but the Blue Beetle is crazy, and he's got cool superpowers. They're also doing a Batgirl movie. So there's a lot of cool things in the works.
Yeah, a Batgirl movie. They got the Batwoman
TV show.
They talked about the last season that's coming up of Supergirl.
Yep.
They did the 20th anniversary of Smallville, which...
That was fun.
That was fun to watch. I think that came on, like, as I was coming back in the house, I think.
Yeah.
Because I saw that, and it's just, like, it's amazing. Like, Tom Welling does not look like Tom Welling from the TV show.
No, he's old.
Yeah. And Michael Rosenbaum has hair, which I'm pissed.
Good for him. And you even got a little toy giddy from Todd McFarlane himself.
Yeah. He, you know, as somebody that, you know, collects and sells action figures, getting to see, like, some of the stuff they got coming out, like a lot of the Batman figures and the Harley Quinn stuff they got coming.
I just think it was cool. And what I love about the event as a whole is that it's one of those things that had everything for everybody. To where you, me, and Sharon sat here for about 4 to 5 hours and watched this thing. And you guys are into different shit. I love DC as a whole. I can watch anything DC and enjoy it. You're more of a toy guy and an animated stuff. They had a shit ton of animated movies. They really previewed Injustice before you came in. So you didn't really get to see that. But
yeah,
they previewed Injustice really well. That looks dope. They previewed the Catwoman movie really well. They got into the Aquaman show that we're going to talk about soon. So they gave you a lot of animation, and they gave you a lot of the big budget action live movies that Sharon likes, like the Aquaman movie and Shazam and shit.
Right. And, you know, they also talked about other animated movies that are going to make its way to HBO Max, like a Green Lantern one.
Yeah. They haven't said much about it, but they announced
They just said that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't give, like, a preview or anything like that. But and then they previewed a lot of the comics that are going to be
released. They gave comic fans something, too, like me. Even though you're talking about big-budget movies and you got The Rock there, you got John Cena there and all these stars, you're also talking about the new comic books that are coming out. That's what I found cool.
Yeah. It's something for everybody. And, by the way, this is something that you can stream online for free.
Yeah. And a lot of the shit, if you want to watch the content they're talking about it, get the HBO Max for $10.99 a month, you know?
Yeah.
You can get into a lot of the DC universe. But, yeah, I think they did really well. It was a lot more streamlined than the first one, which I appreciated it. A lot less filler. It was like eight or 10 hours last year, and it was all good, and I enjoyed it, but there was a lot of times where I was like, oh, okay, let's get to the next segment. I didn't have that here. Even stuff that we were talking about, like, the Batwheels thing, which is going to be like Cars, but DC,
yeah,
you know?
It's a DC version of Cars. It's aimed towards like little kids.
Yeah.
But I'll be watching.
Yeah, it still looked interesting to me. And it's like they're doing so much cool shit. I just love how this brand is developing and growing. And I've always been a huge fan. So I can't wait to see what they keep doing. And this new Shazam looks really badass.
Yeah. I don't think they previewed anything that I don't care about after seeing the previews.
All of it makes me want to check it out. And they gave good insight, and they talked about it. There wasn't really filler.
Yeah. And you know, they did the 80th anniversary, you know, the 80th anniversary of Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Let's get into her now.
Okay.
The character of Wonder Woman. She is our character spotlight. Obviously, I'm a big fan. She's one of those characters that when people say Marvel's better than DC, I say, how can you beat the Trinity? How can you beat Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman? That is the three greatest things of all time. So many good stories, video games, movies, shows. Gal Gadot has made her even bigger than she already was from the Carter TV show. Her animated stuff and Justice League Unlimited and stuff. You always liked Diana.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is just one of those characters that, and it's such a powerful character because, you know, it's for the little girls that really don't have that hero. You know, we had our Batmans and our Supermans, and it's like those little boys, like, I want to be like that guy. A lot of girls don't have that, and they have that in Wonder Woman. So they look at Wonder Woman, it's like, I want to be like her someday. So she's such a cool character.
She set the standard for the future of superheroes for women.
Exactly.
Women superheroes.
Everyone is modeled off her that's a female. She is probably the greatest female superhero of all time, maybe the greatest hero of all time. She's in my top five.
I think she'd be in anybody's top five. I'd probably put her like number four.
Yeah. She's got underrated villains. Maxwell Lord's interesting. Cheetah's cool. Ares, the God of War, is badass. Dr. Psycho, we saw him on the Harley Quinn show a lot. Giganta. Like, she's fought some cool fucking people, and she's taken out huge threats with the Justice League. You can't have, I mean, there has been versions of it without her, but you can't have a really good version of the Justice League without Wonder Woman. She makes the Justice League.
I mean, and even, like, some of the Batman and Superman, like, animated movies she's been a part of.
Yeah. She's always there. If the other two were there, she's not far behind.
Yeah. Well, because doesn't she also have, like, kind of a kinship or, like, a friendship with Supergirl?
Yeah, they're friends. She gets along with a lot of people. She's a fixture for hope and peace.
Yeah. Because I think I saw one movie one time. It was a Batman Superman movie, and it was Supergirl was like the premise.
Yeah, Batman Superman Apocalypse. That's with Darkseid, right? When he's trying to fuck her up.
I believe so. Yeah, and Diana comes in, and she's basically protecting Supergirl.
Yeah, she keeps her on Themyscira.
Yeah. So like Wonder Woman. And again, like you talk about, again, you know, we talk about this a lot with, you know, the wrestling, you know, WCW, ECW, WWF. And, you know, when I mentioned it last week with Flintstones, Jetsons, and Scooby-Doo, like you talk like the big three as far as like the DC superheroes, you know, you got Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, you know, she's always going to be part of like that big three.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I love Flash, Green Lantern, Martian Man, they got so many great characters. I mean, and I think the fandom showcased that well.
Yeah.
How much fucking good content that they have and to bring to the table and how many characters they can continue to tell stories about. But when it comes to the top three, the upper echelon, the A-team, that's the three.
Yeah, exactly. And Diana is a good example for that. And, like, you know, Linda Carter played her for so many years. And Gal Gadot's doing an amazing job.
Yeah. Because I think, because Wonder Woman has to have, she's got to be compassionate and she's got to be a good person and sweet and innocent in a way. But she also has to be a ruthless badass. And I think no one can really capture that the way Gal Gadot does. She can be sweet holding a little girl, telling her you can be anything you want to be someday. And then she could be chopping Stephen Wolf's head off the next scene. And there's just something about that character that's so cool.
Yeah, like she... It's just like she seems like just like as such a genuine sweetheart of a person.
Yeah.
You know, just Gal Gadot as a, you know, as a human being, and then like to kind of translate that into Wonder Woman, but also be that badass, that ass kicker.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's why some of her best moments is when she's defending people, though, because she's not trying to. She doesn't just want to kill monsters. She wants to stop war from happening.
Right.
That's her main thing. That's why what she doesn't like about Man's World that there's so much war on it. She wants to end it.
Right. But, yeah, no, she's definitely an awesome character. And, you know, they're talking about Wonder Woman 3 coming out.
Yeah.
We didn't get any previews or anything like that today because I think they're actually still in the middle of shooting it.
I don't think they have started shooting it yet. I think they're still just talking about it. I think it might still be getting written.
You know what? I think it is, too, because, like, Linda Carter was going to try to talk about it now, and the other woman that was with her was just like, we can't talk about it yet because we don't know anything.
Because I know what you mean, because Patty Jenkins said she couldn't be there because of shooting, but not it's not Wonder Woman. She's shooting something else. She's in a lot of different movies.
I was just going to say, like, I know Justice League isn't the only thing that she's been – or. Justice League and Wonder Woman aren't the only things she's been doing.
No. She's got that brand new Netflix movie with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds, Red Notice. It's about to come out. So she's doing a lot of big
things. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. That ought to be fun to watch.
Oh,
Rock, Ryan Reynolds, and her.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest budget movies that Netflix has had so far. So it's supposed to be a big one.
So that's watch.
Red Notice. I'm not sure the release date, but I think it's soon. Now, transitioning from Wonder Woman, year one, that's our comic spotlight. It is a basically for what we did with Superman last week with Birthright, this is a retelling of her origin story. This is basically taking you back to the beginning and showing you how she became Wonder Woman, how she came to the Earth, to man's world, to America, how she fit in, and obviously having to fight Ares at the end. Doug, you looked this up, right?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. You know, again, the pilot, you know, Steve kind of being, you know, part of the story and all that, you know, Wonder Woman's love interest.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, again, Diana is badass.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ares, you know, the supervillain, you know, in this thing. It's just, yeah, she is just, she is badass.
Well, for, by the way, it's a 6-issue arc, and Ares is in it for about 3 pages at the end. He doesn't really show up until the final battle, which is, it's fucking cool, and it's a nice read, and visually it's very aesthetically pleasing. But a lot of it is just Diana coming from Themyscira to here and learning, you know, our way of life, learning how to, you know, how the Earth reacts and how people are. And so that's probably my favorite version of Wonder Woman, because she's so green to the way we do things. It's kind of funny, and it's kind of a comedy in a way, too. Because
yeah.
She's, you know, she's eating a churl for the first time and shit. And it really tells you how good of a person she is, because, like, a bunch of shit's happening. Like, there's this terrorist group, and they're shooting up a building, and she looks at Steve, and she's like, there's peace here. Why are these men bringing war? And he's just like, that's just what people do. And you look, and you see the look on her face, and it's just like she's so devastated by that. And it really tells you how the character is.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see her, you know, get like a Whopper from Burger King or something for the first time. That would be...
Yeah. She's more of a dessert lady. Usually it's the ice cream, but they switched it up in this story to a churro. But it's usually...
What kind of ice cream did she like?
It was strawberry in the movie.
Okay.
But,
when did this comic come out?
This comic came out... 2016. 22? No, this is the retelling of her origin. So this is kind of like what I was saying with Birthright, because she had an original origin story when she first was made in 1942, in the early 40s. But, you know, as a character grows and stuff, people want to go back and, you know, touch the origin and the history a little different. And, you know, maybe she would have done this different, or this would have happened differently. So that's what this is. It's basically like the...
Okay.
It's a modern version of how she came up. Instead of having to go back to 1942 and read an old-ass book with outdated art, you can read this instead.
I think people would prefer
it.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. That's why I like Birthright last week, because it's, you know, it's from 2003. The artwork's really good. Not that I don't like the old, like, origin of Man of Steel, and I know a lot of comic fans will kill me, but that's, like, the late 80s. Like, people weren't... I mean, storytelling wasn't where it's at now.
Yeah.
So the old stuff is always good, and I know I'll get shit on, but that's why I like this as well, because it kind of goes back. And it also tells the story of Cheetah without telling you her name ever. She's just Dr. Barbara Maneuver or whatever the fuck her name is. And she's helping her throughout the whole story, and she's translating her language to the Americans. And, you know, she even has a role.
Right. Well, isn't she the one that becomes Cheetah?
Yeah, I just said that. But this is before she doesn't become Cheetah in this story. But okay. It introduces her early on, as opposed to she had nothing to do with her before that.
Gotcha.
So it was cool, and it was good to see the love story between her and Steve Trevor, because that's always a fun one.
Yeah, it's sad though. Like, you know, when we watch the movies, when we watch Wonder Woman 84, and like she kind of had to give him up.
Yeah.
I cried.
Yeah, it was sad. She did, too.
Yeah. I think you teared up a little bit, too.
Yeah, it was sad. I like that movie.
Aw.
No, fuck off. No, let's talk about the Manning brothers. Our NFL spotlight. Yeah. You picked this one. Why were you compelled to pick the greatest quarterback to ever live in Peyton Manning?
Because they've been on the spotlight, they've been on Monday Night Football, they've been doing commentary the last few weeks this year, so I thought it would be nice to talk about the Manning brothers. They won 4 Super Bowls combined together, as you know, as a Giants fan. 2 Super Bowls from Eli. And then Peyton won one in Indy and one in Denver. To end his career, he left. He retired on top. I don't think Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback of all time, but that's not here or there. But he is one of the top three, top five quarterbacks of all time. Eli, probably top 25. Where would you put Eli at? You guys.
Well, you might as well ask Doug because I already gave mine. I mean, he's at my top. He's the Brady killer. Okay. He's the Brady killer. You got to have respect to the guy. Greatest work ethic in football.
Yeah.
He started 210 consecutive games without missing ever for an injury or anything. You know, no controversy. Not until that one idiot that we had for a while. McDoodoo.
Or I was going to say McAdoo.
Yeah. He started Geno Smith over him because he's a dumb shit. And yes, he has had trouble, but Eli Manning might be one of the greatest quarterbacks that's just not that good in the regular season, but if you can make him to a playoff game, he's fucking there's something about him. In the playoffs, he turns on a whole other level, and he is the one guy that has Tom Brady's number, and there's not much Brady can say about it.
Nope. So,
2-0 against Brady's.
In the Super Bowl, yeah. I mean, Brady's beaten them in the regular season.
But. Yeah, but not for the big trophy.
Right. Here's the thing about both Manning brothers. Peyton, unfortunately, choked the majority of the time when he was in the playoffs. All right, because as many times as they made it there, Peyton's gone to the Super Bowl, what, 4 times and won it twice?
Yeah. Eli's been there 2 times and won it twice.
Yeah, exactly. So, they made it, the Broncos made it to the playoffs the majority of the, whatever team he was running, either Indianapolis or Denver, Peyton always made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right. But again, and this was from, 2000 till, 2015 when he retired. So over that, long career, it was still, 4 times making it to the Super Bowl out of all those times making it to the playoffs because he choked a lot, unfortunately. So I wouldn't put him as the greatest quarterback. I would put him top 10.
Peyton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did share – the sheriff. He did choke sometimes. But when it comes to, stats and shit, he's the fucking man.
Because he's got a lot of stats. He's got a lot of records. So, all right, so we'll say, maybe I put him at, 5 or 6.
Like, as much as I love Eli, and I always talk shit because he had more Super Bowls for the longest time, but it's not really – you know who the better brother is. Come on.
Yeah.
It's obviously Peyton. Peyton, he's always been very good with the ball. He definitely didn't have the turnover rate that his brother had, and – I mean, that last Super Bowl, I can't really give it to him because it was the rest of his team. He didn't really do shit, but he was effective for a long time, and he helped that Broncos team get to the next level. And he was the face of the Colts for a very long time. So there's really not too much bad you can say about the guy, and he's great in the Papa John's commercials.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that the Colts and the Broncos have not been the same without him.
No. Once he leaves, it's over.
I mean, when Andrew Luck was part of the when Andrew Luck was part of the Colts, you felt like they had a shot. But then, he
talk about finer pages.
He got hit with the injury bug too many times, and he decided, "Fuck it, I'm out."
Yeah.
And he left. The Broncos definitely have not been the same without Peyton.
No.
And the Giants just,
I mean, Daniel Jones is okay.
No, he isn't. He fucking blows. He sucks. I miss Eli.
I mean, nice.
They're both great quarterbacks, though. Yeah, Peyton and Eli are both great. Again, because they both have Super Bowl rings. Like they're
two of them.
What could die?
Two apiece. They're both funny, especially together. They're hilarious.
They did an Oreo commercial, I think, in a football stadium, right?
Yeah.
Like an Oreo lick-off or something.
They did that ESPN commercial too.
And their Monday night, or their commentary is funny, from what I've heard. They're good together.
The Bills actually have the Monday night game on, obviously on Monday night.
No shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was on a Tuesday this week.
Somebody catch
it. Actually, what?
So I might actually have to watch. Like, I usually watch like the regular ESPN version. I might have to flip it over to ESPN2 to watch Peyton and Eli talk about Buffalo and Tennessee.
You might have to. But, yeah, all-time greats. I think both deserve Hall of Fame rings.
Well, Peyton got one. All right.
Yeah. Eli better fucking get one.
Eli's
definitely getting in.
I don't care if he had more bad seasons than good, damn it. He beat Brady twice.
When did Eli retired when? 2019?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. With Daniel Jones been in the league two, 3 years.
All right, so was 2019 Eli's last season, or was that
2018? 2019.
All right, so he would technically be eligible for Hall of Fame come 2024.
Now let's move on to our last spotlight, boys. Did you watch it today, Eric?
Aquaman? No. Wait.
Okay.
New Aquaman?
Yeah, the TV show that we're doing, the animated trilogy, King of Atlantis.
I saw the trailer. Yeah.
What was your view, Doug?
It's very, you know, kids cartoon type thing. Like I thought it was gonna be like a raunchy, like adult cartoon.
Yeah.
But it's for kids, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharon kind of called it like a SpongeBob type.
Yeah.
Cartoon, and I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
I thought it was goofy. The first episode was okay. I liked the preview from the second episode.
Yeah, the preview of Fandom was cool.
Yeah.
I thought the first episode was all right. I mean, it's not necessarily for me, but I enjoy it, and I'll keep watching it.
I got to watch it to see, like, what happens.
Yeah, I love DC content, so I'll check it out. But this was one, if I had kids, I'd probably bring the little guy in the room for this one.
Yeah.
Like Injustice and stuff, where you tell the little guy to get out of the room. This is one of those. It's like, here you go, little guy.
Yeah,
come join me.
Yeah, play, yeah.
And it just
on.
Came out last week, right?
No, yesterday.
Yesterday. Only part one.
Oh,
part two and three in the next 2 weeks. So. And I'm just glad Aquaman's getting more buzz. He deserves it.
Yeah, and again, this was funny. Like, the whole thing, you know, when they saved, what was it, like... What the hell was the name of that thing? Like something four?
Yeah.
Port four or something like
that? Squadron four?
Squadron four. So, like, they save that and then they go home and they find Ocean Master sitting on the throne.
Yeah.
And they're like, and Aquaman's like, what the hell?
What the?
And he's like, well, you guys were gone for a year. And they're like, what? Yeah, because, like, I was trying to piece it together because they said they hadn't heard from him for 7 years. And the guy, you know, in Squadron 4 said, no, we talked to Atlantis a week ago.
So maybe...
There's like a time warp.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
A day's a year, maybe.
Yeah. So, like, you know, and they were gone for a day. So, yeah, like, I can kind of see that. Like, they're like a time warp or some shit. So now they got to beat Ocean Master again.
at the beginning when he came in and said, I challenge you to the throne. He goes, dude, I just beat you for it yesterday. No.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, I'm the new king. And they're like, eh? And, Thor, or I keep wanting to call him Thor. Aquaman's like, eh? He goes, that's not how it works, right? And Vulko goes, oh, no, that's how it works.
He's like, that's actually exactly how it works.
So he goes up, punches Ocean Master in the face, and then he gets control back.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you know, Thor gets... Jesus, why the fuck do I keep...
Someone that hates Marvel.
Yeah, but I like Thor. So
everybody likes Thor.
Aquaman gets control back, obviously, in the second episode.
Yeah.
We're thinking. And, you know, Mara's just... Mira just wants to beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of baseball references.
Yeah. So, Eric, you like the show.
Yeah. But I think that's about it for today, guys. Nice quick one. Any more spotlights? I think that's it. DC fandom was incredible.
DC fandom was awesome.
And
do they have a Marvel one?
No, fuck Marvel. Marvel doesn't care. Marvel's at Comic-Con this year taking your money.
Yeah, Marvel wants to get paid for this shit.
Yeah, they don't want to do a free event for the fans. Fucking pricks. But with all that being said, we will not see you guys next week, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. Yeah, so the Big Brother tier list is not next week. It is October 30th.
Yeah.
The day before Halloween.
Yes, sir.
So I screwed that up earlier.
I wonder what you're going to do for Halloween, Daniel. You're scaredy cats on Halloween this year.
I'm not spoiling too much, damn it.
It means he doesn't know.
You should do Halloween.
We're doing Halloween tomorrow.
You already did.
Eric, I'm going to be fine with the computer. Anyway, so, all right, so we will not see everybody next week for Unlimited, but we will be back in 2 weeks. Big Brother tier list, or Big Brother house guest tier list, I should say. I should clarify.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun. I'm sure there will be some controversy.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. We'll see everybody Friday for Unscripted Wrestling, 2 weeks for Unlimited.
And tomorrow for Canada.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah. La la da 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 da. La da da da. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could've cheated and I could've passed, but I got high.
La la,
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.